But anyway, find your place there in Philippians chapter number 4. Philippians chapter number 4. And I'm going to just begin reading here in verse number 6. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 says this: "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things." Well, let's pray together. Father, I do thank You for this Wednesday night service, this midweek time that we can come together, worship, and look at Your Word and pray together. Lord, I'm asking that You would do a work of encouragement tonight. Lord, a subject that we are all faced with pretty much on a daily basis. And so, Lord, as we look to Your Word, we're asking for You to teach us, strengthen us, and guide us to be the servants You've called us to be. So, Lord, thank You, and we'll give You the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. I see here in the book of Philippians, Paul writing to a people that were very much battling with things that we battle with on a daily basis, but probably, just to be quite frank with you here, on a much higher level than what we do. And that's a letter, or excuse me, a word that we're familiar with called stress. These believers dealt with stress. They dealt with stress because of persecution from the Romans. I mean, because of their testimony for Christ, I want to tell you, they were persecuted. They were ridiculed for their belief. We don't really deal with that. I mean, somebody might tell us, "No, please don't talk to me about God or the Lord Jesus or whatever." But we don't get really ridiculed for our faith here in this area of our world anyway. But that would not be the case there. They were considered the scum of the earth. These believers, these Philippians, and they had many things to worry about: their children and their livelihood and how they were going to function and being Christians. They had things to worry about, but not only that, they were worried about their Paul, their spiritual father, if you will, one who had led them to the Lord and taught them the Word of God. And now Paul was in trouble. Paul was in prison. And what were we going to do? And so there was a lot of reasons for them to be concerned and for them to be worried. And Paul's assuring them not to. And he's telling them not to be stressed. And I just want to give some encouraging, that I trust will be encouraging thoughts about how to deal with stress. How to deal with stress. I believe these believers were learning something from Paul about how to deal with stress. Let me just get a show of hands here. How many of you here in this room tonight, in some way, that in the past 3 days, in some way or some level, has dealt with some stressful situations? Pretty much everybody in the room. We do. We deal with it every day of our life in some way, some fashion. I think of the old Charlie Brown cartoon. You know, he was, can't remember which character was, giving him a hard time about being a worry wart, being always worried about things. And he did say, he says, he's talking about worrying so much, he said, "I also worry about worrying too much." You ever been there? And then when he said that, he went on to exclaim, he said, "My anxieties have anxieties." And, you know, that's sometimes how we feel, isn't it? We feel like, man, we're stressed out about whether or not we're stressing too much. And it builds and causes issue. Well, I believe Paul really targeted that to a people that were stressed. And by the way, stressful situations are not sinful. They're common. They're a part of life. It's not avoiding stress that we're talking about tonight. Although there are probably ways that we can avoid certain types of stress, but the truth is, folks, it's not whether or not we can avoid it, but it's dealing with it. How do we deal with stress in our life? Well, you know, there are some, I guess I could just say recipes for stress. When I say recipes, I mean things that are pulled together that cause stressful situations. Just let me name a few here. Things we're often confronted with. One is one of the majors that you hear of across the board, Christian, non-Christian, about stress is what? Finances. Financial situations can cause strain, and it can cause real tension, and it can cause a real burden. What are some other things that are a recipe for stress? I tell you what, that's family difficulties or family division. When there's issues in the home or in the family, boy, that can cause a lot of stress, and it does indeed. What are some others? Job difficulty. You have difficult coworkers. You have a stress level at the workplace where it's just overwhelming at times. We've all dealt with that. I've talked with some of you and heard about some of the situations that's going on in your workplace, and there's no doubt it's stressful. What are some other things? Health problems. Our own health problems we deal with because of stress. And then what else? Not only that, but we stress out about the health problems of others, do we not? We'll be mentioning that tonight in prayer requests, and that can quickly become a very stressful situation because of the health of others. What are some other things that cause stress? Well, unresolved conflicts. Brother Comfort hit that in Sunday school. By the way, if you were not here for Sunday school, you need to get that message. He was talking about bitterness, something we are all tempted with and at times of our life. And he just really gave us a biblical way to deal with that. But it is. It's stressful when there's unresolved conflict. I can remember a situation in my own family. It was extended family, but yet it's there. And some of it's still there. I've tried to do all that I have, all that I can. But there was a time where it was just causing a lot of conflict in my own heart, in my own life, because I couldn't get it resolved. There was a conflict there, and they were unwilling to hear me out or to even talk things through. And boy, that causes stress, especially if you're of a personality that really just wants to make sure everybody's okay. You just are type that, man, you're a peacemaker, and man, you just wanted things to be okay. But boy, that can cause stress. Another thing that causes stress, and this is not everybody's personality, but when you are overly analytical, that can cause a lot of stress, because what do those type people usually do? They read into things, probably more so than they should. And boy, your imagination can go wild trying to think through things, and whether it be in your own life or somebody else's life, and that can really cause some serious stress. I'll tell you another one that can be a major recipe for stress, and that is being overly committed to something. When you are one of those yes people, anything is being asked of you, or anything is yes, 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 I'll do it, I'll do it, I'll do it. And you end up putting yourself in a position where you get overwhelmed. You get stressed out. And then eventually it does have negative results, and it causes stress. And that comes with learning boundaries, learning what to say no to, learning how to deal with it. But you know, that's something we all have to face every single day. Those things that I've named there, we see as those are things that cause stress. But what are some of the results of those situations? Well, I'll tell you this. Here, I'm just going to give some results that are common among us all. What is one? One is, here, I'm just going to give some examples. I won't be able to say them all, but these are some things that come to my mind, things that I've experienced personally. But one is uncontrolled anger. When a person is under stress and not dealing with stress the way God would have us deal with stress, it's an uncontrolled anger. Basically, it just comes to outburst. It comes to yelling. My dad was that way. I believe Dad's in heaven now. But Dad was never, I don't think he was ever knew of that or was trained in that way to how to handle stress. And the way he handled stress in my home is who could yell the loudest. That was basically his way of dealing with it. And who could be the harshest at times. And basically that's how he dealt with stress, is with an uncontrolled anger. And of course we know that is not the response that God would have us deal with stress. What is another one? Another result? Well, it's depression. We get overwhelmed. Things come into our life and we withdraw ourselves. And that's one of the other ones on here. But it's just you just get in a hole, and a dark hole where you feel like you can't get out. You don't feel like there's any way of escape. And basically that is a situation where you have stress that you're not dealing with the Lord's way. Here's another one. Very common. This was probably one of the most common of when you are really dealing with stress in your life, and that is irritability. Little things bother you. You're offended easily. There's that way of stress that comes into your life, and there's just a simple irritability. I've seen it in my own life with my children. It could just be, as you, the old saying, you know, crying over spilled milk, you know. Well, I understand where that statement come from, because I've cried over spilled milk, you know. Kid, what are you doing? You know, watch what you're doing, spilling this and that, you know. And I have to take a step back. I'm like, man, I really overreacted over just a little petty thing. And my wife has been so gracious to remind me. It's like, honey, he's 3 years old. I'm like, yeah, you're right. And, you know, you have to be reminded of these things. But honestly, when we're not dealing with stress correctly and it's going to come in our life, there is most definitely a symptom is going to be irritability. You're going to be an irritable person. And that's not the will of the Lord, of course. Another one is indulgence. There are some people that the way they deal with stress, it results in indulging in things. Now, sometimes we think, yes, well, that you're talking about alcohol and drugs. No, I'm not. That does occur. But what about amongst a group of believers here that are not really drinking or doing drugs? How do sometimes our temptation is to go other ways. Perhaps it could be overeating. You know, hey, listen, I'll be the first to admit, I believe there's a such thing as comfort foods, okay? And I'm thankful for that. But there is an excess where there's an indulgence of consistently indulging in things that in some types of food to relieve stress. And that can be a problem. Not only indulgence in types of food, but I tell you this can be devastating, is that there's an indulgence with social media. You feel like you're wanting to get out of touch with reality, so what you do is you dive into the internet or to the social media aspect and those type of things, and so that right there is problematic. It can really be a hindrance and a stumbling block to what you're trying to do for the Lord and dealing with stress. But there's a temptation to indulgence. And I'll tell you, here's one that the doctor will tell you is high blood pressure. That's common, you know. It's not just saying that you're not handling stress correctly, but it is a symptom of boy, a lot of stress in one's life. It can cause high blood pressure. I'll tell you another thing. It can cause sleepless nights. Where you can't rest your head, and there are other things that cause that, of course, but that could be a symptom. It also results in a decline in health. You don't have as much energy as perhaps you once had. You're not able to think as clearly as you once did, and there's stress that coming from whatever direction causes those things. And then ultimately, one of the results of this stress is ultimately an apathy for spiritual things. Stress can ultimately lead to someone just really not really caring much about spiritual things. And that is, of course, a reality. I think we, if we were all honest in here, these are things that we are that are very real to us on a daily basis. It's a real struggle. And so what does the Bible say about how to deal with these areas of stress and these results that do come? How can we combat them and deal with them and fight them? And that's my third point, just simply remedies for stress. We look there in your Bibles in Philippians chapter 4. This is where we get to see Paul giving them some remedies of not being stressed. And we see there in Philippians chapter 4, and we see verse number 6. He says, be careful. That word careful there is the same idea of being anxious. The word says careful. You can just flip that around and just say, don't be full of care, overwhelmed with care, stressed out because of worry. And that's the idea we get there. We see, be careful for nothing. All right, so he says, don't be overwhelmed with care. But what does he say? And here's the remedies. The first thing he says do is pray. He says pray, but in everything by prayer and supplication. Now that word prayer there is a general prayer. We have general prayers, but he also says that supplication. I've heard it likened to this. The word prayer here is more general. That kind of covers the idea of a shotgun. When you shoot a shotgun, unless you got buckshot, you're going to have a spread effect on that. You're trying to kill a dove or a quail, whatever the case may be. You got that shotgun effect. It goes out. It's a general area. But then it goes to that word supplication. That's when you liken it more toward a rifle. You're going more specific. You're spelling out details to the Lord about a very specific situation, a very specific need, and you're asking the Lord to do. And that's the first thing God says do when you've got stress. He said, you better get on your knees, or you better get in a place where you can get a hold of me, and you better start talking to me. You better start telling me what your stress is. I want to hear your stress. I want to hear your cry. That I don't believe the Holy Spirit had Peter put that for nothing. Wouldn't you agree when he says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you? We got to remember, boy, when we're dealing with this stress, God cares about that stress, and he doesn't expect us to be overwhelmed by any stress, but he wants to take that stress. And the best way to do that, and the first way to do that, is to go to him in prayer. And just saying, Lord, this is something I feel overwhelmed about. I need wisdom. It's controlling my thoughts. It's controlling who I am. And Lord, I need you to help me. So we see that he says prayer, but then what else does he say? With thanksgiving. He says here, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, then I see not only prayer, but also see praise. Just praising God for His goodness. When we're overwhelmed and when we're in tons of stress, it's a time to start thanking God. That may sound very weird to you, and it does sound weird to us at times when we're going through the darkest of battles. But you know what the Lord wants us to do? He wants us just to start counting our blessings and naming them one by one, and just to see what God has done. And that's one of the hardest things to do when we are stressed out. It's just to kind of just sit down and take a step back and say, Lord, I'm worried about this, but what I really need to do is I just need to take a step back and thank you for what I don't need to be stressed about. And I know that I can trust you and your character and who you are and who you say you are and what you say you'll do. And there's an element there of fighting those results of stress by the remedy God has given us, and that's prayer and then praise, giving God the glory. And boy, I tell you, sometimes when I feel like I'm being attacked by Satan, I tell you what, I start singing. So I figured either my singing's so bad or just the truth of God's going to scare the devil away. But I do. If I feel like I'm just being overwhelmed by some thought in my life, I'll start singing. Jesus loves me. God is good. God is so good. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. You know, that those are areas that you can just start thanking God for. And it will make a difference. You will see your stress lessen, and you will see God be glorified through that. Why? Because it's the remedy that God gave. It's a habit of just saying, Lord, let me just thank you for some things here to combat this stress level that I'm facing. Let me just share a couple things with you here. I don't know how far I'll get with this tonight. But I do want to just mention a few things here on the next point. Not only do we see the remedy for stress is prayer and praise, but then I would like to suggest to you tonight that the third remedy is perspective. Your perspective on life will greatly determine how you deal with stress. We see it as Paul would deal with these Philippians on down in verse 8. We know that as you pray, we know that as you praise, we know the peace of God will come, but he doesn't end there. He says, look, finally, in verse 8, and he goes through and tells them about what to be thinking about. And that is their perspective on life, their perspective on what is going on. And he tells them here and lists out these characteristics to keep in mind. And I think the first thing that I realize that Paul is trying to say here that I can be very guilty of, and I think if you're honest, you can too. But I believe Paul was telling these dear Philippians, stop thinking the worst about things. You ever been there? You ever been there, church, where you're automatically assuming perhaps there's a stressful situation in your life, and if you're not careful, you'll start thinking the worst. You'll start being over analytical, like I said, reading into things, and before you know it, if you don't guard your heart and mind, let the peace of God guard it, I'm telling you what, your mind will have all kinds of enemies. You not only will you all have enemies, but you will be the worst person in the world. Because of how you're feeling about yourself, and it just it will suck you into thinking that the worst of things. But that's not what Paul says. You know something, I tell you, that has helped me so much, and I have not conquered it, but I have realized it. I start thinking, my mind starts going into situations about my stress. I start thinking through, and you know what happens? I'll start thinking about things I have no idea whether that's true or not. And the Lord will remind me, wait a minute. Is that true, what you're thinking? I mean, is that a fact? Do you know this situation really to be just like that? Did that person really say that? Did that person really think that? Did that person really do that? Is that what they're thinking about you? Is that what this situation? And you could just go all around. And you know what? If you're really honest, you have to say, well, Lord, no, I don't really know for a fact. Well, guess what? The Lord is saying He wants us to think on those things which are factual, true. You know without a shadow of a doubt, it is. And he goes on to say, not only is it true, is it honest? Is it just? Is it pure? Is it lovely? You know, is it of good report? And you know, that is going to greatly help you deal with stress and help me deal with stress is when we just realize, look, we got to make sure our perspective is right. That we're not trying to take this matter into our own hands, our own mind, and really mess things up roughly. We'll finish these next Wednesday night. I got several here. Let me maybe get one more in. This is one that can cause stress. And even if you're in a ministry, if you are in a workplace, you can get this idea sometimes. Even in as a family role, playing the role in a family, this can be a big one. But coming to the point in your perspective where you realize it doesn't all depend on you. I'm telling you, it can be a temptation to try to put too much responsibility on yourself and to feel like it all depends upon you. Because that is indeed the core of a stressful situation. You are taking on so much responsibility to thinking this thing rides or fails on you when you have totally left God out of the equation. And if we're not careful, we can get overwhelmed with stress because we think it all depends on us. Now, yes, there are elements that you are responsible for, that I am responsible for, but you got to come to the point where you realize, look, it doesn't all depend upon me on these situations, and you can apply it. But I like what D.L. Moody said. You've probably heard it, but it says it's so powerful. He said this, "I am only one, but I am one. I can't do everything, but I can do something. And what I can do, I ought to do. And what I ought to do, by the grace of God, I will do." And what a statement there that Moody was just simply making a statement that, look, I know I can't do everything. And God doesn't expect us to do everything, but He does want us to do something. And we got to trust the Lord that and through life, as you thinking that you got to do all these things, you can't do it all. Like I said earlier, and one of the results, being overcommitted. Oh my, that will hurt people. I have to guard myself as a pastor, and I've been told before about that, and it's true, but I don't think it just goes for a pastor. I think it goes for a mom. I think it goes for a dad. I think it goes for a student. I think it goes for all across the board that you can overcommit yourself to where you end up putting more stress on your life that God did not intend on being there. And where that's where you have to use discernment and by the will of God, prayerfully seeking God's wisdom. But, you know, if we're overcommitted in all these things, boy, we can get spread so thin, we can get so overwhelmed, and it totally becomes a stressful situation. But realizing you can't do everything, and God doesn't expect you to do everything, but He does expect us to do what we can. You know, I'm going to share this with you, and we'll continue with some of these other things at another time. But listen to what Duke University. Now, this is coming from a secular resource. Duke University did a study on peace of mind, simply trying to avoid stress. Factors found to contribute greatly to emotional and mental stability. Now, listen, totally secular. The absence of suspicion is number one, and resentment. Nursing a grudge was a major factor in unhappiness. Number two, not living in the past. An unwholesome preoccupation with old mistakes and failures leads to depression. Not wasting time and energy fighting conditions you cannot change. Cooperate with life instead of trying to run away from it. Force yourself to stay involved with the living world. Resist the temptation to withdraw and become reclusive during periods of emotional stress. Refuse to indulge in self-pity when life hands you a raw deal. Accept the fact that nobody gets through life without some sorrow and misfortune. 6. Cultivate the old-fashioned virtues, love, humor, compassion, and loyalty. 7. Do not expect too much of yourself. When there is too wide a gap between self-expectation and your ability to meet the goals you have set, feelings of inadequacy are inevitable. Find something, number 8, find something bigger than yourself to believe in. I believe we know who that is. That's the Lord Jesus Christ for us. Self-centered, this is what they say after that statement, self-centered, egotistical people score lowest on any test for measuring happiness. Folks, this is from Duke University, secular people that did not have the Word of God in mind. But I want to tell you something. They nailed it without even knowing it. These are all biblical principles that I could put a verse of Scripture and with all of these, and I believe that we as Christians should be the ones, not that we don't struggle with stress, but we should be the ones setting the example to this world on how to deal with stress. I'm going to continue this study next Wednesday night. There are other ways that we can combat stress, and trust the Lord will help us. Let's pray. Father, Lord, this is something that we all need, something that we trust that You'll help our church, You'll help our families. Lord, You'll help each of us to deal with stress appropriately. We know we can't avoid it, Lord. It's a part of life. But God, You have given us remedies to deal with it, to overcome it, and not let it cause us to be in bondage. Lord, we do love You and thank You for the precious gospel, for the precious peace of God that does guard our hearts and does keep our hearts. And Lord, we just commit that to You tonight and thank You for what You'll do now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.